this seems, Michael, to be something that seems to be a yearly thing. That we can almost mark a date in our diaries on the club and the situation at the Beaumont Legal Stadium, Bellevue. I guess the first question is, what's the latest?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. You know, we've probably come out with this. I've just been reading back, actually. We've come out with this the last 2 years about notice to quit the ground and all that sort of thing. And to be honest, I've been sort of cajoled into staying by various third parties who, you know, promise that things will move and things will get better. And they just haven't. So, you know, it'll be a heavy heart if we, you know, when we leave Bellevue, it will be with a heavy heart because I get the history of the place. You know, it's the oldest rugby league ground in the world. And on sunny days, it's not too bad. But when you get a miserable day there, you know, it looks like it's still something from 1875 or 79 or whenever it was. So, you know, we just need somewhere that's customer friendly. You know, it's hard enough trying to attract crowds to games these days. There's so many alternatives for people to spend their money on, and quite rightly so. So if we're going to attract people down to watch our games, it's got to be in a comfortable, warm, friendly, customer facing environment. You know, so that's where we're at. We've been promised a hell of a lot over the last, well, 4 years that I've been involved, but probably going back 30 years, you know, there's been various promises and options thrown on the table, and it's just, I've just got to the end of my tether with it, to be honest. So I need to try and safeguard the future of the club. The future of the club requires spectators, and it requires spectators to enjoy their experience. So that's what we're trying to get to.
I know things can obviously change in the days, weeks and months to come, but as far as you're concerned at the moment, this is it for Bellevue. This will be the last season right now.
It would have to be something absolutely monumental for me to reconsider. As I say, I think having given various parties you know, a couple of chances over the last 2 years for things to progress and develop, yeah, it would have to be something monumental. I just think, you know, that I've been promised so much, you know, that this is going to happen and that's going to happen, and nothing ever does. And in fact, you know, I think I said in my program notes, I think we've actually gone backwards rather than making any progression forward. So, you know, we've just got to find somewhere suitable for those. You know, we're actually taking our academy up to Dewsbury as of the 1st of April. You know, so they're going to have a great facility up there with a 4G pitch. You know, and if the first team follow, that would make sense. But there are other options out there as well. So there's a lot to do in the next 6 to 9 months. We've got one asset, certainly, that's at Bellevue, which is the block of flats. And we need to find a way to make sure that we get the best utilisation out of that, whether it's at another ground or whether it's something that can just provide revenue for the club. We need to find that. And there's other things in the ground as well that we will have to dismantle and take with us. So it's not going to be an overnight move. And that's why I think we've given our notice to quit, and it gives us plenty of time to make some plans for when we do leave.
Obviously, it's been spoken before about perhaps moving to Dewsbury, but I assume there are more than one option on the table.
There is more than one option on the table. I you know, I'm not in a position to name other options at this moment in time. You know, the Dewsbury one has been well documented, and we get on fantastically well with Mark Sawyer and Tony up at Dewsbury, and we've met them a number of times over the last 3 to 4 months. Certainly, you know, as I've said, talking about the academy, but also about the first team as well. So, you know, I think both myself and Mark get on very, very well. You know, and I'm pretty sure that Dewsbury will be delighted to have us up there. And, you know, there's some things to do up there as well. You know, we need to get the capacity up. We need some more covered seats, and we need to do a bit of work with the floodlights. But all that, in my opinion, is not insurmountable. And it's easier to do that than try and transform the Beaumont Legal Stadium. So That's certainly one option, but there are others on the table as well.
It must be an immense frustration ever since you took ownership of the club, that obviously the ground's been owned by third parties, that, you know, we're a few years down the line, and as you say, the ground's almost regressed, which is bizarre to think that's happened in the last few years.
Yeah, I think one of the sort of knockbacks that for me personally in the last 12 months is that when the ground was put up for sale by the Bank of Ireland, I think with a little bit of help and good fortune from people and businesses within Wakefield, I think we could have raised the amount of money that was needed to buy Bellevue. And then when you're talking about spending money on a ground, you know, you're spending it on something that you actually own. You've got an asset, so it doesn't seem to be as bad when you throw it. You know, you're not throwing money down a bottomless pit. It's something that you actually own. And we were, you know, we were categorically told to stay away from the bidding process because it was going to fall into what was perceived to be friendly hands. And you know, I find myself really annoyed about that somebody could, you know, warn us off doing that, and then it ends up in a third party's hands that again has no real interest in rugby league. And that's not a go at the 88M Property Group. They bought it for a reason, and I fully understand those reasons. But I certainly think we could have raised the money as well. And suddenly, you know, if you're talking about 760,000 or, you know, that sort of money for what it went for, you know, the rent that we're paying would more than cover that in borrowing costs. So that, I think that was the catalyst for me to think, you know what, we're just absolutely not going anywhere here. And, you know, we're paying slightly more rent this year because we felt we didn't have much of an option to do so. And like I said in my programme, I think if I could have gone back 6 months and made that decision, then we'd have gone then, knowing what we know now. You know, hindsight is a wonderful tool. But, yeah, I wish I could roll the clock back, I think.
If we look at the Wakefield district, I guess, as a whole, and Featherstone have a very good facility for the level of rugby they play at the moment. Wakefield and Castleford's grounds, possibly not up to the standard of top-level professional sport. Do you think there's much political will to have top-quality professional rugby league, professional sport in the Wakefield district?
I think, you know, there are three clubs in the Wakefield district, and I absolutely get that argument, and we're not asking for money. So, you know, I want that to be out there straight away, that we're not asking for the council to build us a stadium. All we're asking is for the people that made promises to get 220 acres of Greenbelt land lifted out of Greenbelt. You know, there was a stadium, a community stadium promised on the back of that. So this is for the community, it's for the citizens of Wakefield. And that's what we're fighting for, you know. And I just think it'd be an absolutely crying shame if we leave the city of Wakefield and it's left with no professional sporting team in the city of Wakefield. It's lost the rugby union, the cricket's moved on, there's no football team, so there'll be no professional team left in Wakefield. And I think that's just a damning indictment of a city as big as Wakefield to have no professional team. So, you know, as I say, we've never asked for the council to come along and build a stadium. This is not what that's about. You know, we just want what was promised as part of that public inquiry. And I think certain people need to have a look in the mirror, you know, and fulfil the promises that were made at that time.
And this has always been the frustration, I guess. You know, I've seen many false dawns myself, and as will many Wakefield Trinity supporters who've been going to Bellevue a lot longer than I have. And it almost seems every single time something comes around about a new stadium, be it Newmarket, be it Thorns Park, be it wherever, there always seems to be another setback. And this, I guess, appears to be the latest one, and the straw that broke the camel's back, in a sense, that the club now has to leave the city.
Yes, I mean, you know, you've supported the club a lot longer than me, Richard, and you know, I guess this has been going on for 30 years now. I've only been involved in it for the last 4 years, and it's the bane of my life. You know, it's probably 90% of all my issues and problems come back to the ground. And, you know, if you drew yourself a little flow chart of a complaint coming in, I guarantee it will end up with the ground being the issue. So, you know, things are going really well for us on the field. I think we've improved a lot. Commercially, we're doing really well. Community-wise, we're winning awards all over the place. The only thing we can't seem to get right is the ground issue. And if this is me forcing the issue, then at least we'll know one way or another. You know, if we can't get this community facility built, is there a pathway back to Wakefield? Very, very doubtful. You know, and pressure's coming from other areas as well. You know, Super League as a governing body and with the clubs that are in Super League want minimum standards, and they've reintroduced certain criteria over the last 6 weeks, and now that's now having a financial effect on Wakefield Trinity. So, you know, I've got to try and do what's best for the club, which is what I've done for the last 4 years. And, you know, if that means we have to leave, then we have to leave.
So on the other 10% of your time, then I guess it's all fairly positive at the moment. A decent start to the season on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we've been competitive in every game. There have been bits of games where I know Chessie and John have been massively annoyed with, where we seem to switch off at times. But, you know, we've been in the arm wrestle in every one of them four games. And I think if you look at all four games, the results in all four could have been reversed quite easily. So we could have still been sat here 2-4. I think, you know, the pleasing thing for me is that we're currently talking to the players within our squad, and, you know, the likes of Anthony England have re-signed, Reece Lynn's re-signed. You know, players want to stay with us now. They can see what we're trying to build. You know, we're currently talking to both Jacob Miller and Sam Williams about trying to get them to stay. You know, so I think there's a lot of positivity within the camp, which is great. You know, we've spent the last 3 years trying to build this. You know, again, it's not something that happens overnight, and we had to take a lot of pain 3 years ago, and that carried into 2 years ago, and, you know, things are now starting to look a whole lot brighter. And you know, as I say, if we could just get this one issue sorted, then I think Wakefield Trinity is a club on the up, and a club that both the people, you know, and the city can be proud of.
Just finally on Bellevue, then, is that a millstone in signing players who, I guess, especially those from Australia or New Zealand, who their only experience of seeing Wakefield will be on TV?
Yes, it definitely is. You know, you invite an agent in or a player in, and you know, it's a wet, cold, miserable day, and you know, you're competing against players being, for instance, taken to Warrington, and they've got a fantastic 4G indoor band that's fully heated, and, you know, that's got to be a consideration for players when they're choosing which club they want to go to. So, you know, I think the move to Dewsbury for the academy will help in signing younger players, because they're going to have a fantastic facility up there, and if we do end up moving the first team up there, I think that will help as well with recruitment of first team players, because, again, you know, this facility is going to be fantastic for Dewsbury. So it will help in that regard. But it is a problem, you know, when you're on the lowest budget in Super League still, and you're trying to convince somebody to come, and you can't raise you know, an extra couple of grand that they might want. You know, if they're looking at facilities, well, we probably lose every time. So it is a difficult one.